We have enough board members to say we have quorum, so I will call the meeting to order. I am not, as you may know, Sharon Brown. She did have a household emergency and called me later, and she will not be here today. So it's me. All righty.
How many emails do you have?
Okay. Now, first of all,
Myla just stepped out.
Myla has just stepped out. Is that needed for quorum?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to take roll.
Take roll by the time she's here.
Okay. We can take it alphabetically, and then by the time you get to R, she might be back.
There you go.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jonathan Alexander. Christian Beck.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Brisson. Sharon Brown has an excused absence. Sandy Childs.
There is no
I was just checking to make sure.
Okay, she's requested an excused absence, she said?
Yeah.
Talk about Sharon. Come at Sandy or?
Sandy.
The vote on excusing.
Okay, Roberta Eichmann.
Here.
Leslie Fox.
Here.
Charles Fredericks.
Present.
Ariana Gladney. Jamie Gomez is here. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Tej Grewal. Steve Kaiser.
He asked for excused absence.
Yeah.
Maggie LaPique. Ali Lexa.
Ali also asked for excused absence.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Risa Poor. Steve Pride.
100.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Dorothy Wright.
Here.
Myla Reeson.
Present.
Jonathan's
here. Mansoor Saban.
Also.
Fernando Velasquez. Okay, and Jonathan Alexander is here. Okay. We do have more.
Do you know Jonathan Alexander in attendance?
Yes. I just marked it.
Okay.
Maggie's coming?
Yes, she's good.
Okay. Having met quorum, we have a lot to do. We will proceed. It seems we have excused absent requests. I believe it's Sharon Brown, Steve Kaiser, and Ali Lexa. Were there any others?
Sandy Childs.
Sandy Childs. Okay. Okay. Do we need to just summarize the ground rules of communication, or just basically we know them at this point?
We should know them at this point.
There's reminders, the yellow sheets, that that are in the plastic sleeves in the member area. It's documented what our rules for communication are. There's also an agenda, if there's not enough to pass around, that's in a plastic sleeve that you can share among yourselves.
And by the way, for those who for the board that may come in late, we have other reports that were printed.
Maybe we should put them out there so that no one gets
all right, good idea. Could somebody put them up there? That's wonderful. Thank you. And
save a couple.
Save some here. And definitely save for board members as a priority. We need two timekeepers for today's festivities. And Mansoor, thank you so much. And if you look at your packet, you will see embedded the meetings of the June LSB meeting. And you want to take a second to scan that, or do we have any objections to approving them as is?
I'd like to abstain.
Okay. Do you need a minute to read the minutes? We have one abstention. Do we have any objections to approving the meetings? Minutes? Excuse me.
Okay, I have two copies.
Hearing no objection, but one abstention. May we move that the minutes are approved?
Second.
Okay. Now, we originally, today, as you must know...
Can you add my abstention?
Excuse me?
Can you add my abstention?
Janie?
Well, I think it's still by consensus.
It's on page six. The minutes are on page six of... Oh, good. If you don't have it, because I have two.
Yes. They start on page six.
Minutes start on page six, yes. So, we have two abstentions. Do we have any further abstentions or objections? Okay. At this point, we can say it did pass by consensus. Approval of the June minutes.
I didn't note the two abstentions.
Thank you. We have some requests for different times, certain things, which we may have to adjust because we did get a late start due to setup and lack of quorum earlier. We originally were going to do a 11:30 recess to a special closed meeting, which will not permit the inclusion of members of the public. And I'm going to ask at that time for permission for our secretary and our parliamentarian to remain with us for transcription and managing the queues. But that will be a separate meeting. We will recess the LSB and adjourn that. We originally set that up for 11:30. We did get a late start. We can adjust that time to be 11:45 now, or should we leave it as is?
So moved.
Which way?
11:45.
11:45 to account for our late start. Having said that, and we originally had specified there is another item of business, a particular motion we want to make sure we get in today, which we were going to schedule to happen at 1:30 after we finish the closed session and resume our regular meeting. Does anyone have any objection to that?
Yeah, I object. I think that's item six, motion to send non-confidential draft budget. Instead of having it after the closed session, I think we could do it right after the general manager's report.
In other words, move it up so when the general manager finishes speaking, we would do that one piece of business while you are still here and then adjourn to closed session. Does anyone second that?
Which piece of business is that?
To move...
I second.
New business.
To move the one motion requesting the first motion, the one we were going to do at 1:30, which is to ask the general manager to deliver a confidential but a non-confidential budget. We were going to do that after we resumed, but now we can move it up to right after the GM finishes her report, so she has that information before she leaves, and we are not under pressure during the evaluation.
Okay. I second.
To do it.
Need a second.
Thank you. Any objections to that change?
So
okay.
Do we have to move the closed session now to 12 o'clock or something?
No. Well, it's 11:45.
We're going to add another item.
Right after the GM speaks.
It's only a five-minute motion.
A five-minute yes or no motion. It's not a big discussion either. Okay, having made those two changes, the time certain for the evaluation is now 11:45, and we're going to move that one. It really is a brief motion. It's a request for information up. So having said that, would someone like to move to approve the agenda as amended?
I would like to move to amend one other item, the 55 minutes for the evaluation. Since we're starting late, and it was originally scheduled for 40 minutes, I would like to move it back to 40 minutes, which they can extend if they need to, but to get our 15 minutes back from there.
I object.
And we still can set a time certain to exit the day's proceedings.
Okay.
We don't have to assume that we have to just stay here and do everything at both meetings. We may not be able to cover a whole lot of stuff. But what does anyone else think? Leave it as is or?
Leave it as is.
Okay. By consensus. And also I would like to suggest that we set a time certain for the greater meeting, both the closed portion and the larger of 2 o'clock, because we just can't spend all day here.
I second.
Grace?
I had another agenda item.
Would you, okay, you don't want to respond to the time certain for ending?
No.
Okay. And what was the other point you were going to make?
Okay, in this open session, we need to approve Jamie Gomez, our secretary, and Barbara Morbeck, our parliamentarian, to be allowed to have the confidential information during the closed session.
Okay.
So that Jamie can take the notes and Barbara can continue to be the parliamentarian.
I was going to do this at the time we were setting up to convene, but can we settle this now?
Should be done in open session.
I think after the agenda is approved, then...
Thank you.
Well, it has to be on the agenda.
I know, but put it on the agenda. That's what I meant.
It would be before agenda approval.
No. Set it as part of the agenda so that we can do it after we approve the agenda.
Oh, okay. Approve.
That's what I meant.
Jamie and Barbara. Mr. No, please.
Yes, I'm confused as to why we want to have the open session, the closed session in the middle of the meeting so that most people are just going to leave. Nobody's going to stay around for an hour.
The other alternative that was presented would probably have been a greater washout. There was an intention originally expressed that we have a completely separate follow-on. Instead of doing two different meetings on different days, that if we did a regular LSB meeting and then this, most people would not want to give that much of their Sunday away. So after back and forthing with the evaluation people and whatever, it was said, let's get this out of the way. And if we end up not having time for a lot of our other motions and committee reports, you know, back at that, we can live with that another month. Do you wish to make a motion to change something?
Well, it seems to me you just want to have a time certain to end the regular LSB meeting, and then people leave, and you have the closed session, and you can't leave. I understand the point of going back and forth and back and forth waste a lot of time.
Do you have a motion?
That's my motion. My motion is to move the closed session to a time certain of 1 o'clock.
All right. Who wishes to respond?
I support the agenda the way it is without moving the closed session.
We need a second to Michael's motion.
Oh, yeah, we need a second to Michael's motion.
I didn't know we needed a second at the agenda approval stage.
A motion's a motion.
No second.
I'll
second it. So, has someone seconded Michael's? Oh, okay. Okay, shall we vote to change the schedule as suggested by Michael Novick, which is to do a closed, conclude the regular meeting at 1 o'clock and adjourn a closed session at same time? Is that briefly said? Okay, do we want a roll call vote?
Any other
hands?
Just
hands.
Let's
just
show hands.
Show of hands.
All is there any objection? Was it seconded?
Yes. It was.
It was seconded by Ariana.
All in favor of moving the closed session from 11:30 to 1:30, please raise your hands.
1 o'clock.
Sorry. All in favor of moving the closed session from 11:30 to 1 o'clock.
11:45.
Whatever.
From 11:45 to 1 o'clock, please raise your hands. 1, 2. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Was that a hand over here? Okay, 12. 12 opposed. Abstentions? 2 abstentions. Motion fails.
Okay. And we've added to the, after the general manager report, we will have a request permission for Barbara and Jamie to remain in the room for the closed portion.
No.
So, with all these suggestions, are we ready to approve the agenda? If we are, is the agenda approved as amended by this discussion? Okay.
So actually, I didn't want to interrupt you when we were approving the agenda. Actually, it was after the agenda was approved, then we're going to talk about me and Barbara. Right?
Yes, but that's when we are still open, but we will make it. So
exactly.
I have to put that there.
No, I thought, why don't we just make that motion right now?
Okay. Yeah, let's just get it over.
Right, I thought that's what we...
All right. Let's get it cleared up front. We would request when we go to closed session that our secretary, Jamie Gomez, and our parliamentarian, Barbara Marbach, be allowed to remain in the room to assist with the queue and recording notes and comments as necessary.
And to see the documents so that they can deal with them.
And to see the documents.
Second. Okay, all in favor of me and Barbara staying during closed session, please raise your hands. I'm going to start over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All opposed? No one opposed? Abstention? One abstention? Okay, motion carries.
Okay. No.
I'm really sorry about this, but I really feel, and I know that this is late, but I really feel that because there are so many listeners here, that we should give 15 minutes of public comment at a time certain in this before we break for the closed session.
Well, we were going to let them hear the general manager's report and let them perhaps make some of their comments in reference
okay,
to that.
Good. That's good. That's good.
Okay. Okay. All right, guys. Is Leslie still with us after all? There she is in the back. May I ask Leslie Radford to step forward and give her a general manager's report. Thank you very much.
Hi, and thank you once again, and welcome back to the Peace Center. There's really not much to add to my written report.
Quiet.
There's not much to add to my written report. We are in the middle of fund drive. We are extending until we make our goal or until Friday, whichever comes first. We're about $90,000 below our goal right now, so that is attainable in this period of time. We will be a little cramped for time in the week ahead because we will be going into national election coverage for 4 hours a night. We're setting that up. We're working closely with the national office to do that. We're providing our phone room for donations on that project because they will be pledging to the national office, and the national office will be redistributing those funds, or most of them, to the station by zip code. So we will be remaining open in the phone drives, just simply taking calls on the national election coverage rather than for the station. But a lot of those funds will come back to us at the end of the day. Not to be counted in this fund drive, however. The interim program director will be out of town until August 1st, covering the conventions. He went to the Netroots Nation event. And he will be, I believe, leaving again for the Green Party convention in Houston. So I'm, you know, I've put together a sort of ad hoc committee to keep programming together while he's out of town. We are in regular touch with him. He approves whatever we come up with in our little ad hoc committee. But that's kind of how it's rolling right now around the station. Nothing too surprising with the finances here that I can see. We continue to work with the local election supervisor. He's a great guy, by the way. Seemed to be very on top of it. Chance is really doing a fine job, and I applaud him. Nothing broke down this month, folks. I think that may be the first month I've been able to report that. Nothing is broken except we have a stopped sink in the ladies' room upstairs. I'll take a plunger in when I go in this afternoon, see what I can do with that. Let's see. We continue to be involved in the community. We are working with, and this is no guarantee, but I don't know if you heard, there was a Prophets of Rage concert downtown. It was almost a pop-up event. We are working to get the rights to broadcast that. We have a broadcast quality version of it, and as soon as we get the sign-offs on that, we may be able to re-air that one. We were at the Boyle Heights Youth Concert. We're scheduling another town hall for July 30th. We've got events happening on the 23rd. Also, the Safe Harbor Poetry Showcase is on the 17th. That's tonight, isn't it? All right, that's what I'm doing tonight. Okay. I don't know what else there is that's going on. Fun Drive. The problems with Fun Drive, and nobody here or anywhere likes the fact that we're in Fun Drive so often. But the problem with Fun Drive is that all of the staff's and my focus suddenly becomes the Fun Drive. And it's very difficult to do any innovative work or make any sort of progress while we're in Fun Drive, particularly since I'm the only manager in the building at this point. I wish I had something more exciting for you. I don't today. But if you have questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay. Barbara, can you maintain a queue for questions? We'll go this way. Okay, Steve.
Any word on, there is a lot of broken equipment in studios right now. Any word on the repair situation?
Yes, we will be sending out, we have two broken microphones. I believe Jonathan is working to fix one. The other will probably have to be replaced at a fairly significant cost. We have ordered new headsets. They've been lost by Amazon.com. I have filed a complaint with Amazon.com to see where they went. We did get two in. We're missing four. We probably need two more.
Part two of this, is there any way at all, I know everyone's stretched with limited hours, that Stan or someone could send out a report to people who are scheduled for those studios to let them know that there are only X number of microphones, so plan accordingly? Because I got really stuck with a large group and no mics the other day.
Jonathan, if you can send me a list of the broken equipment, I will send it out. Thank you.
By Monday,
half of it will be taken care of. That's even better.
Maybe the headphones are shut.
Hey, life would be good.
Yeah, we could send emails out to
sure.
Is this working? Yeah, okay. So I have kind of two basic kinds of questions. One is, who is on the ad hoc programming committee? And then the other is around the elections. What is being done to encourage people to participate in the elections, and have we been set up so that logs can be kept when election carts are played, so we know, because every time there's an election, somebody complains, oh, you never play my cart, you're always playing somebody else's cart. So is that being set up internally to keep logs of when the carts are played?
I'm sorry, I have now forgotten your first question.
Okay, the first question is, who is on your ad hoc program director replacement committee?
Well, it's an ad hoc group, so it's kind of a floating group, but I've been consulting with Maggie, I've been consulting with Christine, I've been consulting with Adam, I've been consulting with Alan, and I'm missing somebody, but who?
Fernando,
yes. So all of those folks are invited, and pretty much anyone else I see in the hallways who might want to take part. As to the logs, we're in the same situation we were before. We have never, because of our particular software, been able, in all the years we've had elections, to figure out how to print out from that device. We still don't know how. You can view the logs, and that seems to satisfy the local election supervisors and people who've asked. You can come in, look at it on the screen, but we still do not have print capability.
Well, I was thinking of maybe something very low-tech, like having a sheet of paper with, in the various studios, when a card is played or what time.
We can print the schedule, sure. They're all scheduled in traffic. So
okay.
That's no problem. As far as
and then a checkoff or something that it got played.
As far as promoting the elections, we are working very closely, as I think all the stations are, to do exactly what we're instructed to do by the National Election Supervisor. For instance, I was instructed that we needed something on the front page regarding the elections. So I put an iframe of the local, of the national elections page up there. And it remains at the top of the web page. But they will be providing us with all materials, as far as I know, for get out the vote or whatever. At this point, since we don't have ballots yet, there's not much to encourage voting.
I'm thinking about telling programmers, you know, to include things and just talking about the election and how important it is. Listen to the things you're going to be, listen to the carts. You're going to be voting on these. And the reason I say this is because even though there's a tiny blurb at the beginning of the carts, sometimes it just seems like those carts are just being played randomly, and it's not people, you know, doesn't seem to have any connection to the programs and the programming. And if something could be done to make that connection so our listeners know what's going on, that there's an election for the board, et cetera. And maybe if there's something written to distribute to them, and
I'll check with the local election supervisor and see if that's what how they want to handle it.
Okay.
I think we need to watch the time for questions and answers. We only have a small allocation.
Okay. May I add one thing? There is a motion here for me to provide an open copy of the budget. I would really like the consultation of this body, and particularly Fred Blair, on how to do that. Excuse me.
But no crosstalk, please.
This is...
Get point of order. All
visitors may not be in the horseshoe. You must remain in the visitor area. I'm sorry, Leslie. Please continue.
I was just saying I would like to consult with Fred or somebody on how to prepare that, because honestly, I don't know how I would have if I could have. And those of you who are LSB members understand, I think, the predicament I'm in. And how I can possibly do that. So I will be happy to take your advice on what you think that should look like, but I really will need your advice. I considered it before I sent out the budget I did.
Thank you. And Fred, would you care to respond and see if you can help with this?
We can consult privately. We don't need to take...
I just wanted to respond if he can do that. That's all. Not that he answer it now.
Well, you asked for a confidential budget that would be restricted to that would restrict some LSB members from seeing it. That's not possible. All the LSB members have access to a budget.
I agree, but the concern now is the Finance Committee. The members of the Finance Committee who are not LSB members.
No, the LSB has to be able to see the budget.
Right, they have. Non-LSB members.
The non-LSB members of the Finance Committee.
This is an agenda item which will be discussed.
I just want to give Fred, who was specifically named, a chance to respond. Not that we solve it today, but that he will respond, that he is willing to work with her on something.
Yes, as a representative of the LSB, I'll work with you on it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Myla, Charles, Christian, and Dorothy.
Okay. Let's see, how am I going to do this? Last month there were two motions passed that involve you. One is that we passed a motion to have a staff membership profile updated for purposes of emergencies and also, I believe, for purposes of eligibility for voting as staff members. And I'm wondering, did you follow up on it? What are your plans in terms of getting this implemented? And part two is that there was a motion to request information from you on the webcasting and archives, and have you followed up on that either?
I don't think I've seen the webcasting and archives motion. I am aware of the staff motion. We have all of that information on file for the paid staff already. The question I raised with the NES, and they did not respond to me, they said they'd look into it, was whether the requirements that you set out were in addition to the requirements in the bylaws for being unpaid staff, and whether having that information be contingent on people's ability to be unpaid staff somehow intruded on the bylaws definition of unpaid staff. So we have not gathered that information for unpaid staff yet.
Charles?
I noticed that the cart on the website is actually looks pretty up to date.
Thank you.
Kudos for that.
Thank you.
It would be beneficial if there was more of an explanation or graphic with each one of the listings, but I know that's a lot of work. And
there's a description once you click on it.
Oh.
There's a description of every item once you click on it.
Okay, great. Okay. Have you noted any increase in the budgets through the web in this drive since the month paper?
No, those are not recorded in web pledges. Web pledges are strictly PayPal account, direct donations. The catalog that you're talking about is a separate income source, and that's not tallied until all this is over.
Can I just ask for an update on the business manager?
We're in a queue.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for being here. And HD... That's something I keep bringing up, and a lot of people poo-poo and stuff like that. But as far as an opportunity to provide for non-English speaking, you know, or widening the listenership and providing more on airtime, is that something that you've explored or considered?
Well, I missed the first part of that.
HD, the high definition, you know, KPFK 1, KPFK 2, or 3.
HD was offered some years ago for virtually free by the FCC. For whatever reason, KPFK and all but one of the Pacific stations passed on that opportunity. I don't understand that. But to go back and convert our entire signal to HD at this point with an HD1 and an HD2 would be somewhat problematic and well beyond our means at this point in time.
Okay, because Houston has it right now. And
they're the one station that's got it, exactly. Right. They opted in. No other station did, and I don't know why. Right. I don't know the thinking
behind
that.
It will be subsidized, too.
Yeah, but the subsidies aren't what they were back in the day by any means. The FCC had a two-year window, I think, on opting in on that.
Okay, and also, how's the business manager search going? And
well, it's in my report. I have provided the business manager with two more resumes that came in late to he's going to get back to me on Monday, and if we need to reopen the search, we need to reopen the search, but I'm hoping that's not the case.
Okay.
I mean, quite frankly, I am not stalling on this business manager thing. I can't take a vacation until we have another check signer in the building. All right. I mean, this is no more pleasant for me than it is for you. I would really like to not be the only manager currently in residence at KPFK. This is no fun for me. This is not what I came here to do. And I would be more than happy to get this completed. I just wish everybody could at some point agree on what the job definition was and how we're going to proceed and how much they're going to get paid. And
right. And that kind of leads into my final question is, and we spoke with Alan at the Program Oversight Committee meeting. It's like 1.6 people, right, managerial staff.
That's correct.
So how can we help? If you can give us any direction as a board and as committees, how we can help in any of these individual items.
The problem is so much of this is confidential material, you know, and I mean, I don't even have access to make changes to Great Plains, and there's audit control reasons for that. I can see what the journal entries are. I can't make changes, which is why the poor finance committee keeps getting the national office version of the income statement and the changes that I would have made if I had access before they ever got the income report, because the income report comes every month with a note from Efren saying, please make changes. And I keep sending it back to the national office saying, we haven't got the capacity. They haven't got the capacity, so now everybody gets two income reports. It's messed up for sure. I really wish the candidate we had in mind would have taken the job. He looked perfect, apparently wasn't. I don't know, folks. I want a break. We have to have two check signers around KPFK. And now we have two when I'm in house.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that...
Mike, please, we can't hear you.
I got an email from one of the other candidates showing me that he's been called to do his cert and he had to do it before July 14th. I left a message for Chance and I sent him an email. I haven't heard anything about doing a cart, so I...
They were doing carts yesterday.
Well, nobody contacted me.
Again, I have nothing to do with that.
Can you just ask him what...
Sure, I'll ask him.
I haven't gotten any correspondence whatsoever from him at all. I see my name is up there, but I haven't gotten anything.
I don't know, Dorothy. I'm sorry. Please understand, elections are totally separate from anything I do. What the station does regarding elections is at the direction of the local or national election supervisors. I don't take initiative on elections. I don't coordinate elections. I can relay a message. I'll be happy to do that. But the elections are not anything that we handle or make decisions on in any case.
Just for anybody who hasn't recorded yet.
Because
if you haven't recorded yet, I know that Chance has to offer the same opportunity to everyone, and he offered me the opportunity to come in after the 24th and do a recording. So I think we can probably call him on that. I mean, he can't just offer it to me. So
I guess you're right. I have nothing to do with the elections.
I'm gonna email him and tell him that people are concerned about that and want to have that option maybe.
Okay. We just had a finance committee meeting last Wednesday, and we didn't hear about this $50,000 bequest that just came in. I heard about it the next day at the board of directors meeting, the PNB meeting on Thursday. Have you been contacted by the executive director about transferring the?
Not formally.
About transferring that money to the national office?
Not formally, no.
Okay. Has there been any new? Second question is: has there been any new developments on the SAG-AFTRA negotiations?
No.
About dealing with the settlement?
No.
Okay.
Although I keep expecting that any moment. No.
We have Myla. Are you done?
Well, I just wanted to follow up on the SAG-AFTRA question. Are you involved in those negotiations, or is that being handled by the executive director?
It's the executive director, the attorney, and I sit in on those conversations.
Thank you.
Yes, I'd like an update on the general manager. The business manager search. How is that going? What are you doing? What's the status right now?
I thought I just answered that.
Well, you said that you are unhappy about it and you would love to have a business manager, but what are you doing right now?
She said she had two candidates.
I've sent two resumes to the CFO.
Right.
He said, and I can almost quote him, on first glance, I didn't like them, but I will study them over the weekend and get back to you on Monday.
And there's no backup in case they don't work out?
Those were the backups.
With regard to the bequest, is there any reason not to announce the bequest on air and thank that person and his estate and giving us the opportunity to ask other listeners to include us in their wills? This is it's been a lifesaver for us over time, and it's not an unusual thing to do. And even if you don't mention the name of the person, mentioning that we've received a bequest and how wonderful it is and how people should consider leaving money to Pacifica.
I have no objection to doing that. I would excuse me.
7 minutes.
I would want the permission of the family, whether it's anonymous or not, quite frankly. I think, you know, it would be rather, and I'm not in touch with the family. This has come through an attorney. So that would take going back through the attorney to get that permission. But I can do that.
We're looking at Charles, Maggie, Tej, and Ken. Charles?
Could you share with us where the opening for the business manager has been publicized? And I would think that one good place to do that would be to put a listing on the homepage of our station website.
I don't have the EEO list with me. It went to a number of business schools. It went out to Craigslist, the CPB, the Southern California Broadcasting Association. It went to a couple of, I don't know, I can provide you, the Finance Committee asked for the same thing, the EEO list of where it was posted, and I can provide that. That's no problem. Sure, it could go on the front page, but everybody wants everything on the front page. The elections people want their stuff at the top of the front page. The fund drive needs to be at the top of the front page. This should probably be on the front page. As you know, our front page is blog style, meaning that it scrolls down and runs to the bottom and out over a period of time. I can make some controls on that internally that doesn't happen. But again, and I've brought this up before, a static front page is something very different than what we have right now.
Yeah, sorry. I don't really have a question for you. My thing is about the Quest. About 3 years ago, I heard a promo on KPCC regarding, you know, bequests and that sort of thing. And so I did some research, and it was when Bernard was GM. And so I wrote a promo, and, you know, sort of structured how we could do this delicately because, you know, it is about when people die and so forth. But nothing ever got followed through. Luckily, the bequest information did go up on the website, so maybe that's why we're getting the little bit that we are. But, you know, the fact remains is that people do pass on. And, you know, KPFK can be in your will. And so, you know, people plan their wills early. And my point is it should be carts running for the bequest.
We do have a cart or two that runs. It talks about the $100 million that
I've never heard
given
it.
By the McDonald's person. I've heard it. And I agree with you. I believe the national office is coming up with a universal policy on accepting bequests. I have been approached by somebody, and I will be working with him on doing annuities, which I think would be even more interesting and more immediately beneficial to the station. So we're looking at all of that. We're looking at an annuity program. We're looking, obviously, we need to pump out our legacy program. Sure, they're all opportunities, definitely. I hope you've all written.
2 minutes left.
Have you all written KPFK into your will? I hope so.
I have no money.
2 minutes left, and we have a queue.
Thank you. I just wanted to. I got to stand up in spirit because, as a classroom teacher,
Mike, please.
Can you hear me?
It's being recorded.
Oh, okay. As a classroom teacher, you know, the question has been raised here at KPFK. We've read the mission statement. We understand. We look at the question of who our listeners are and the age of our listeners. We've asked this generation-long question about getting younger listeners. While I have respect for at least one statement, I don't know about a cart being made or other things that spring up about, you know, to give thanks to those who have contributed, the bequest and everything. But does that solve the actual problem of do we need younger listeners? Okay, we've been working in KPFK. Okay, I bring it in from the classroom. KPFK, as new as it is to me, is always old news from where I come from in the classroom. And so we need to look at, are we chasing a dollar bill to keep the jobs there, or are we chasing a voice for the voiceless? Okay, we know the prison, we can sit here, pass newspapers, do everything, and say they're all locked up. But what are we fighting for using the time of the voice? Are we doing carts begging for money? Or are we empowering ourselves to bring the voices on the air, to bring in the youth who have this, who are the future? We need to look back at that mission statement, and we need to look at what our population is. Even in South Central, majority of my students speak Spanish. African and Latin, like, beautiful. These are the generations. This is the melody of love in that generation. We must have those voices on the air. So we need to really consider, how much money are we chasing for the security of jobs and retirement? And we love you. We are unpaid volunteers, so we come in there with heart as a 99%. And I come in with all my students' parents' heart, you know, wherever they are displaced.
So we have run out of time for the entire session.
Would the LSB indulge me for two quick comments before I step away? Thank you. First of all, there is a document floating around. It was presented to me at the Finance Committee meeting, in which the, and I'm not going to say much more about it if you're not familiar with it, in which Sam Agarwal is quoted on the finances of the station. And I want you to know that I received this statement from Sam. It says, Leslie, I do not make such comments. I am very careful in making public statements. That is the reason why I want to speak directly to the general managers. Hope you may identify the source. Thanks for bringing this to my attention. So if you're on hold of that document, you know which one it is. It's regarding the expenses at the station. That is Sam's statement. Secondly, as you continue to request information from me and the staff at KPFK, and I appreciate that you want that information, I really do, but I've got a lot on my plate right now, and so does everybody at KPFK. They're, you know, when I ask for something of, for instance, the membership director, he's in the phone room right now. You know, he's being a phone room administrator, and that takes him away from that, and I have had to pay people to have him prepare materials for you so that he cannot, doesn't have to be in the phone room. I would ask you all, excuse me, I would ask you all to take out your phones. You don't have to do this right this minute, but do it. Take out your phones, go to your favorite other radio station, whether that's KPCC or KCRW, go to the About page and look at the staff list. And when you do, remember that there are no engineers on that staff list. There are no gift fulfillment people on that staff list. There are no administrative assistants on that staff list. The staff list that you will see, which ranges anywhere between 37 and 63 people long, is perhaps only half the staff at either of those stations. So when I get comparisons, we should be doing this because KCRW is or KPCC is, please look at the staff list. And then you might want to go over and look at the board list. Thank you.
As you know, we had changed our original agenda around to entertain the one motion, which is briefly noted. Or noted by both Leslie and Fred a minute ago. Turn to page 17 in your packet. This was something passed at the Finance Committee, and the nuts and bolts of it is that the members of the Finance Committee need to be able to review budget documents. Now, the Finance Committee consists of original LSB members, definitely. That's not the issue. But the Finance Committee, according to the station's policy on meeting composition, we voted to admit and the LSB approved four non-elected, non-LSB members to serve as deliberating and voting members of the Finance Committee. So the Finance Committee comprises LSB members plus four other named and approved individuals. And with that in mind, we want to be able, as that group, to look at a budget document and discuss it without being privy to any private personnel considerations. Who wishes to speak more to this? I'm on the Finance Committee. Who was the... Miley, do you have anything you wish to add to this?
I'd just like to say that, oh, would you go ahead? Ken, you can do it.
My name is...
Okay. Let me go first. Let me just...
Okay, my name is Fred Blair, and I'm the chair of the Finance Committee.
Speak into the mic first.
I am, Myla.
Please the motion for the listeners.
Okay, thank you. Whereas Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica bylaws state that reviewing and approving station budgets and making quarterly reports to the Foundation Board of Directors regarding station budgets, actual income and expenditures are specific powers and duties of the local station board. And whereas the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board stipulates that the general manager's GM's first draft budgets for fiscal year 2017 was to be provided to the Finance Committee of the LSVs by July 1st of this year, so that the LSVs have adequate time to review and approve their individual station budgets. And whereas reviewing and approving a budget involves open discussion of said budget among LSB members and members of the Finance Committee and interested members of the public, and whereas it is the responsibility of station management and or the interim executive director to negotiate all labor issues with the union, and said negotiations are outside the purview of the LSB or its committees. And whereas a draft budget marked confidential was submitted to the LSB treasurer on July 1st, 2016, with the explanation that the need for confidentiality was based on ongoing union union negotiations. We therefore request that the budget document that can be discussed openly by the LSB, the Finance Committee, and interested members of the public, and we further require that any references to confidential personal matters be excluded. We look forward to receiving the GM's first draft of the 2017 fiscal year budget. Okay. I'm not sure I'm supposed to take questions, but Charles?
I wonder if we could contemplate a substitute motion, which would be that the non-LSB members of the Finance Committee would sign confidentiality agreements so that there would be no conflict with the GM sharing the existing document with the entire
committee. Can I respond, Charles? The problem with that is that the LSB members should not be privy to confidential management information like personnel information. It's not the outside board members that are the problem. It's the LSB members ourselves. That's outside our preview.
Purview.
Additionally, we've always, like most institutions, suffer from a lack of transparency. The budget is an item which, in our lexicon, is public information. And the public has a right to know. Like, these people have a right to know what we're budgeting, how we're spending money, what's the prediction, and what's the past. So putting information in it that labels it confidential is an anathema to transparency. Also, this board is composed 25% of staff members, and they have the right on the LSB to see things. And there were inferences in that budget that we wanted to exclude certain staff members, even if they're on the LSB, from seeing the budget at the stage it was in the Finance Committee. This is putting us into a political games condition that we're not involved with. As the motion states, union negotiations occur between management and the union and have nothing to do with the local station board. So we just want another budget, no politics, nothing confidential. We want to go over the budget in Finance Committee and LSB with the public there. So we don't want anybody finding, we don't want any confidentiality agreement on the budget. I want to be able to call up my grandmother and tell her what our budget plans are.
Can I have a point of clarification? Point of information, please.
I needed some clarity on what Mr. Blair said regarding, because I wasn't sure if it was a deflection or a reflection or whichever way it was turned, because you said that the problem was that, okay, so somebody was asking for a cap of confidentiality support, and you said that the problem is not at distributing it to other member or members of the public who may be privy to the same information, that the problem is within. Yes, that deflected it, but that did not...
That's what Fred said.
I know. That's what I'm just confused, because did you state that... was that giving liberation to those who are sending stuff out and violating those rules to not actually have a catch on another end, and that way it can continue to be sent out as a signal? Were you just deflecting it into a team of that's where the information is going
to
go anyways?
Do you want me to respond?
We can respond to a point of information, but at that point, because of our time certain set for the closed session, I'm going to ask after we have a clarification that we move the question.
I'm not a lawyer, but what I'm saying is it's not governance's job to get involved in personnel issues within the station, period.
We really need to proceed.
I'd like to call the question.
Thank you.
Let's go to a
vote. Are we ready to call the question?
Yes.
Okay.
He had his hand up the whole time before she put her hand up. Fernando had his hand up.
We're calling.
Point of order. Please let point of order.
Normally, if you look there, we allow 5 minutes per motion. You have heard it read, and... we can, Jamie? Mm-hmm.
Okay, all in favor of the motion?
Do we have to vote? Excuse me? Do we have to vote on calling the question?
Yeah.
What is the debate?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, are we ready to call the question?
Okay, let's vote on it.
Yeah. Point of
he's
order.
He's had his hand up before
point
she's
of order.
Had
it. Point of order. The time for this agenda item has concluded. Therefore, there would have to be a motion to extend time, which would need a two-thirds vote. So, calling the question was not necessary. We just need to go to a vote, or somebody needs to extend time and get a two-third vote for the time extension.
All right, the time's up. We can't vote.
Okay.
No.
Yes, that's the time.
We debated.
Okay. If I can have all those in favor of this motion, that the GM must provide a non-confidential budget document, please raise your hands. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor.
Is requested to unless.
All opposed. One, two, three, opposed. Any abstentions? One, two, three abstentions. The motion carries.